Scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 8. When Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah: "He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases." Words like this, Jesus' healing in a variety of passages, went through our minds as we ended last semester with two tragic things: the accident in which Kit Hogan was hit by a car, and the dramatic surgery that Shannon Smith had to have, 8 hours of brain surgery. And we're happy to have two surprises for you. One is Kit Hogan is here. Would you please stand, Kit? Yeah. And we hope to see you back next semester. All right, that's even better. And the second one is, I've teased Shannon for some months now that Moya Moya sounds like some kind of a Caribbean drink, right? It's not. It's a severe disease and required significant brain surgery. And shortly after the semester began, Shannon contacted me and said, "I'd really like to share the story of what God has done." So please welcome Shannon Smith.
What is your relationship with God? Yes, I know this is a heavy question. My relationship with Him has definitely grown within the last year. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of background on myself. When I was looking and applying to colleges, this is how it would go. Every door would seem to close, but then when my mom told me about Geneva, every door seemed to open. Between the cross-country team, the campus, the people, and just the atmosphere, it felt like God wanted me to be here. What I want to do today is share my story of why I feel God wanted me here, but mostly how He has worked in my life through an unexpected trial. My first semester here was great. I was making some awesome friends and memories. Then, near the end, my faith was tested. On November 26, 2012, the day started out like any other. All of us were traveling back to Geneva after a relaxing Thanksgiving break. This specific day in November is insignificant to most, but to me, it was the day that had changed my life forever, but I feel so blessed that it did. After my parents dropped me off on the 26th, I was just putting stuff away in my room, and how my room's set up is when you walk in, my desk is on the right-hand side. I went to put something on my desk, and I went to look out my peripheral vision, and it wasn't there. If I looked on my peripherals, it was just a beige blur. How I tested this was I stuck my right hand out, and I couldn't see my right hand. But I stuck my left hand out, and I could see my left hand. This, to say, definitely freaked me out. This lasted about 5 minutes, and then I got a headache. About an hour later, I called my parents and told them what had happened, and I was about to take a Tylenol. They said, "Okay, we're just going to watch this." But not even 2 minutes later, they called me back and said they were coming to get me and I was going to a doctor. When they returned to campus, we went to the MedExpress in Chippewa, which is right across from the Walmart. The doctor there recommended that I be taken to Heritage Valley Health System, which was only 15 minutes away from Chippewa. There, after a 3-hour wait, I had an MRI. An hour and a half later, the radiologist came in and told my parents and I that the results came back abnormal, but they didn't know what was abnormal about them. Then, my parents asked if I could return back to campus. They said, "No, you have to go see a neurosurgeon in Pittsburgh." This definitely throws for a loop. Being told I have to go see a neurosurgeon at midnight definitely hit me hard. So the new game plan was a trip to Pittsburgh, stay in a hotel, and then see this neurosurgeon to tell me what was wrong. After a trip back to campus and to get some things, including my Bible, we arrived at the hotel at 2 a.m. While we were in the hotel room getting ready to try and sleep for a few hours, I read a verse to my parents. Matthew 6:34 states, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own." My mom has repeatedly asked me for this verse throughout all this, because she says it fits perfectly. After about 4 hours of sleep, we went to see this neurosurgeon. The first words he said to us were, "You know how to get and see a neurosurgeon when you get an MRI at 11:30. He looked at the scans, called it a typical migraine, and said we just panicked. He suggested a drug that would make me very loopy, but he, just to make sure, wanted to have me have another type of MRI to be performed in 1 week. We left the city, bound for Geneva again. Once we got back, we went to see Coach Yowler and to tell him what happened. After we talked to him, my parents and I took a nap, since we were running on 4 hours of sleep. Then they dropped me off and went home, and I went back to my room, and I told them I'd see a week later, when I was scheduled for my MRI-MRA. A week later, on December 3rd, my parents came back and picked me up and took me to my MRI-MRA. At the time, I hadn't had any more symptoms, so life seemed like it had turned back to normal. We had dinner together, and then they dropped me back off at campus. On December 6th, my parents called me and told me that the MRI-MRA came back abnormal as well. Once I was told this, I started to cry, but then I prayed. After I had my moments, I was like, okay, what do we do from here? Later on that day, my mom called and told me that the neurologist I was going to be seeing had an opening at 4 p.m. and I was going to the appointment. The only hitch was I live 2 hours from Geneva and an hour from the doctor's appointment. My parents knew that they weren't going to be come get me and then make it to the neurologist on time. So thankfully, Bridget Hinsman from Student Development drove me halfway to the doctor's appointment so I would make it there. After the neurologist looked at the scans, I was diagnosed with Moyamoya disease. This is a rare pediatric brain disease that causes the arteries in your brain to constrict and not allow proper blood flow. This, in turn, can raise your risk of having a stroke from the normal 4% chance to the 60 to 90% chance higher. Another aspect that comes with Moyamoya is if it goes undiagnosed, you can die. This disease is one in a million, but getting this diagnosis, it hit home. I come from Indiana, PA, which is a small college town. One of the families that we know lost their son to Moyamoya 12 years ago. So here I was, 19 years old, and in the midst of my first semester of college and loving it, and I was diagnosed with this rare disease. But being 19 and in college, I didn't want to miss what was happening. The day I got the diagnosis was the same day as Winter Wonderland. So obviously, I just had to make it back. After a lot of research, my mom had found that the two hospitals that deal with Moyamoya on a regular basis were Boston Children's Hospital or Mayo Clinic. By this time, my brother had already found a video of a surgery they perform weekly at Boston Children's. After an email exchange and a long phone conversation with the surgeon, my parents made arrangements to go to Boston. While all this is transpiring, I'm studying for my finals, and I didn't know anything about the video, the emails, or the hour-long conversation. My parents didn't tell me this because I'm a huge worrier. If you want someone to worry about something, let me know. I worry about the littlest things, because my parents kept me from this because they didn't want me to bomb my finals. On December 11th, I had an appointment with a neurosurgeon in Pittsburgh to follow up the MRA results. My parents called and told me that when they arrived, they would let me know. When they let me know they were here, I walked out of Clark, but they weren't right in front of Clark, which I found very strange because that's where they always pick me up. I called them and found out that they had parked in an alumni lot. By this point, I knew something was up. I walked up to them, said hi, and I asked them when we were going to go. They said, "Oh, we're going to see Coach Yowler." I was like, "He's not there. I was just there." They were like, "Oh, let's just go check. I walked over, and he ended up being there. We walked in, sat down, and then my parents proceeded to tell me what had happened the Sunday before and that we'd be leaving for Boston on Saturday to go see the surgeon whose name was Dr. Smith. We went to the appointment in Pittsburgh, but instead of saying that I have moya moya, the neurosurgeon I had first seen still wanted to perform lower-level tests to see if I had some other rare diseases. Since my parents had already spoken to a moya moya expert, they were certain that this is what they were dealing with. The appointment in Pittsburgh was not helpful, but it definitely solidified the decision that I'd be taking a trip to Boston. After the appointment, we were driving back to campus to get my stuff since I was going home. I got back and started to pack up, and the girls from the cross-country team came up to Clark and helped carry it down. I was so moved by the prayer circle that we had after the car was packed that I told myself not to cry. It made me feel so loved in this moment, both by my teammates and by God. I feel so blessed to have each of you ladies in my life, and you have changed it, and I can't even put into words how much I appreciate each and one, every one of you. After our prayer circle, we shared hugs, I got into the car, and we started our drive home. You guys lined up and waved me off. I was so touched by this, and I will never forget it. After going home, the next couple days were pretty normal. All I had to do was laundry and pack for Boston, but in between that, I caught up on my TV. Then, on Saturday, we set out for Boston. It was a 10-hour car ride, and by the time those 10 hours were done, we were ready to get out of the car. Then, on Monday, December 17th, we met with a doctor that was going to perform the surgery. I then had one more test, and this would confirm the diagnosis of moya moya. This was a cerebral angiogram, and that is where they go in through my femoral artery, and then they throw the catheter up to see through my arteries to see the brains in my arteries in my brain. The next morning, we began our trip home. The surgery was scheduled for December 28th, and that was the day my brother needed to return to Westminster to begin training for the Titans swim team training trip. Then we got a call saying that the surgery would have to be moved up to December 26th, but we were thankful for this because it meant my brother could be there. It also allowed for more recovering time, which made the possibility of coming back to Geneva at a normal time even more likely. Since we didn't want to have Christmas in the hospital, we had our family Christmas on December 23rd. On December 24th, we started our drive up to Boston. We only went a little over halfway, which was Hartford. We found the church, and then after church, we had Pizza Hut for dinner. I know, such a good Christmas Eve meal, pizza and breadsticks. Then we went back to the hotel and watched A Christmas Story, which is one of our family traditions, and then we went to bed. We woke up the next morning, went and saw some friends, and then checked into the hospital. I woke up the next morning, which was the 26th, and that was the day of my surgery, and I said a silent prayer. While I was wheeled down to the prep room, I said another silent prayer. Romans 8:26 tells us that even when we don't know how to pray, His Spirit prays for us. Prayer definitely keeps helping me at peace throughout this entire thing. After I was all ready to go, they gave me some medicine to help relax me, which they call giggle juice. The last thing I remember before waking up after surgery was someone telling me a joke in the OR, which actually wasn't that funny, but I laughed really hard about it. After having major brain surgery and being in bed for about 2 more days, I was finally able to get up and walk. I walked about 10 feet, and then I sat down. My entire body shook, like I'd been out in a blizzard for a couple hours. You could also compare my shaking to someone who has severe Parkinson's. The 28th was definitely the roughest day I had in the hospital, but it was also the day I made the most progress. I was exhausted. I was hungry. I wanted to get out of the hospital, and my head just hurt. But my day got so much better when I received flowers from a friend, which brightened up the room so much, and we also had visitors. On the 29th of December, my neurosurgeon came into the room and said I'd be able to leave. I was beyond ecstatic I could leave. The next day, my dad found cheap flights home from Boston to Pittsburgh through buddy passes. So on December 31st, my mom and I flew home while my dad was driving. Let me tell you, if you want to get through airport security, be in a wheelchair. I was in a wheelchair because I was still weak, and my mom and I got through security in 10 minutes. Record time! From December 31st until now, I've been on the mend and recovering slowly. I wasn't allowed to lift more than a gallon of milk, but now I'm allowed to lift my backpack. Also, I'm allowed to start running, but at a conversation pace. But I'm a runner, so that's pretty hard. A lot of people have asked me whether or not I'm mad that this happened. I say back to response that I'm not mad. I feel blessed that I found out the way I did, because usually when people present with moya moya, they have a stroke. I knew God protected me this far, so I knew he would get me through all of it. Even though we'd been to a slew of doctors, they each had something positive to give me. The doctor at MedExpress took me to the hospital. The doctor at the hospital got me the MRI and got sent a neurosurgeon. Even though the neurosurgeon in Pittsburgh was not the most personable, he got us the MRI that we needed, and that would give us the initial diagnosis of moya moya. The neurologist I had seen has started me on my aspirin regimen, which I'll continue for the rest of my life. And finally, Dr. Smith at Boston Children's Hospital. He had performed the surgery that has saved my life. Finally, thank you to all my friends. Whether it just be talking on the phone, texting, or posting funny draft pictures on my Facebook, or carrying my rolly backpack. I don't know what I've done without you. I am eternally grateful for each of you, and also to my parents and to my brother. They've been my rock through this entire thing. I love you guys so much, and you are the best parents I could ask for, and they are here today. Yes, this was not meant to be a cliche story of how God has changed my life. It's supposed to be a personal testimony of how his love had helped me through this entire experience, that I know his loving embrace has been around me, and I knew he would give me the strength that I needed to get through all of it. I can now say I personally know God's love, and I will testify that until the day I die, which won't be for moya moya. After coming through all this, all I have to do is take a baby aspirin and stay super hydrated. So if you see me with my giant water bottle with the pretty awesome duct tape around it, you'll know why. But everything I went through, that's not bad. Last Christmas was definitely one I'll never forget. This is not because of the gifts I'd received, but because of the two scars I have now, one on each side of my head, and that I receive God's love, and that's the best gift anyone can receive. I always knew God was with me, and throughout all this, along with Matthew 6:34, the verse that also helped me was Romans 12:12, which states, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer."